I could not, bless his heart. I love Brother Billy. Hey, I love you folks. I don't know when I've been so excited about a revival meeting. Let me tell you what I'm really happy about. That's Chris for you. Was you on something that day you met her? On something. Drunk, hallucinating, on drugs? Shotgun. Billy, you crazy thing. Hey, this is my wife, Mary. For some of you that don't know her, she's here tonight. Listen, I've been in, how many meetings, honey?
2 weeks.
Was in Virginia. She went with me. Last week was at Valley Oak. She was with me. And then she's here tonight.
That's great.
I bless the Lord. I believe God. I believe what Brother Porter sang a moment ago. Yeah. I believe God.
Yes, amen.
Genesis 18:14, there's nothing too hard for the Lord.
Right.
I'm going to have me a time with this week, whether you do or not. Glory. Hey, who was here? How many of you was at WTHL? I can't think of the date. I've been in so many meetings. How many of you was at WTHL when the Turner sisters was there? The little black girls.
We had stuff going on that night.
Look up here.
Do you remember?
Yeah. But they'll be here Friday night.
That's right.
That really got y'all excited, didn't it? They'll be here Friday night. They will. They was with me last week, and all heaven come down on Friday night.
Really?
Yeah. They was with me in Tennessee, in Jamestown, Tennessee, and these girls are just anointed with the Lord. There's no foolishness about them. One plays the piano, one plays the guitar. You'll absolutely love them. They take care of their elderly mom, and they're from Campbellsville, Kentucky. And you'll just love them. Now, you got to be here Friday night. We're going to have an SOS service. What's that? Shove over some. Y'all took too much lithium and Valium. But I'm telling you before God, these girls, they just have God on them. You've never heard them? You've never heard of the Turner sisters?
I've heard of them, but I've never
You wasn't down to... What's the one down at Brother James Mills's? I got to tell y'all this. Look at me for a moment. When I was at Bronson, me and Mike was there. They came one night and heard me and Mike preach. And they said, man, they come back on Thursday night, drive all the way from Campbellsville up here. They said, they didn't come to sing, they just had come to the services. They said, boy, we like preaching, it's got a little soul in it. I said, we like singing, it's got a little soul in it. You'll love it. You will love it, buddy. If you run, I'm going to run with you. How would y'all like to see that? If he runs, hey, I can run, but I have to walk back. Can you just see Brother Billy carrying me back up here and send me down? Not you, Gregory. You dropped me. I know you do that on purpose. But I am glad you're here. Got your Bibles, hold them up real high. Hold them up there. Thank God, right kind, it'll count. Now, open your Bible, please, the book of 2 Chronicles. This has been on my heart, 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Now, what I want you to do, I've got so many prayer requests that I thought, no, I'm not going to take the time. Not that I don't want you to know about it. I had a man in Batavia, Ohio. He married a wealthy woman years ago, and he was a policeman. He and her could not get along. They was fixing to get a divorce, just go their separate ways. He took a gun and killed himself, and his funeral is going to be Tuesday. Honestly, I have never, ever seen the likes. The war is on people's minds.
Yes, right.
And I'm telling you, Isaiah 26:3, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in the Lord. Your mind is not saved. Look at me for a moment. Everybody look at me. How would you like to have a 7-year-old boy in a psych ward in Louisville? He can flip just like this, a Jekyll and a Hyde. Do y'all know what a Jekyll and Hyde is? I know you'd say, I know what I'd do. I'd beat the devil out of him. Well, he's had that done too. He's been corrected. But he flips just like this. They're scared to death, Junior, to go to bed at night, afraid he'll burn the house down. And he's uncontrollable. Brother, sister, what's wrong with him? Demonic.
Yes.
They fill their minds with this junk on TV and games. Now, don't bow your head anytime you go home yet. But I mean, they fill their little minds with this stuff. till where, and Brother Billy, he was brought and left on a doorstep. And I remember that when he was in diapers, he was left, I mean, when there's snow on the ground, left on a porch. Now the little boy's 7 years old and he's totally uncontrollable. How would you like to go to there? That breaks my heart when I think, but how would you like to take him, put him in a hospital and walk away? How would you like to be the grandparents of that little boy? Oh, Lord, I wish we could get this thing fixed. Boy, we need revival. Say amen. Yeah. Woo! Amen. I'm a candidate for it. Now open your Bible, and I'm going to read 2 Chronicles, please, chapter 20. Ready? Let's read together, if you would, in verses 1. Boy, you've got to see this with me. You've got to see this. Look in your Bible, chapter 20, verse 1. Okay, 2 Chronicles 20, verse 1. It came to pass after this that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, with them the others besides the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat in battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side of Syria, and behold, they be in Hazon Tamar, which is in Gedi. Now drop down to verse 3. Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord. Now that's what real revival is. Are y'all listening to me? That's what real revival is. Before you can get revived, you got to have a relationship. Okay, so if you got a relationship with the Lord, now you can, let me explain it this way. I've been saved a long time, and I enjoy being saved. But there's times in our life, a real revival brings us closer to God. Right. It's not the preacher, it's not going to be any, like I bet we have good singing all this week. But it's us seeing ourselves as God already sees us, and us drawing closer to the Lord. The Bible says, James in chapter 4, that and you need to get this down. The Lord is nigh them of a broken and contrite heart. That's what the psalmist said. But then the Bible teaches us that we're to draw nigh unto God, draw near to God. That's what a real revival is.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Now, let me show you what I mean. Let's go in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Now, drop down and look in verse 3. And he feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judea. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Now, we need that. Say amen.
Yes, amen.
Now, look, if you don't mind, in your Bible, and look in verse 9. Then thou, the latter clause, then thou will hear and help, H-E-L-P. Drop down to verse 12. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against them, this great company that cometh against us. Neither knoweth us what to do. Will you raise your hand and say, sometimes there's sometime in my life, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. All I know this, there's a God in heaven on the throne. Amen.
Amen.
Now watch, drop down. It says, neither know us what to do. Now look down in verse 14. The word then, you have to be a major in Hebrew and Greek to understand the word then. Y'all are pitiful. Then upon Jehazel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jehiel, the son of Matthiah, a Levite of the sons of Asa, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. How many of y'all see the word Spirit is capitalized? Then the Spirit of the Lord came. Now I want you to watch this. They've asked help now, but drop down. Look, if you don't mind, in verse 15, latter clause. For the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. Now drop down to verse 17. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves to stand you still and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, for be not dismayed, for tomorrow about this against them. For the Lord will be with you. That's what we need. Say amen. We need God's help and we need God to breathe upon us. Now watch this. Look in verse 18. Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all of Judah, A-double-L, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. The Levites of the children of the Kohath and of the children of the Korites stood up to praise the Lord, a God of Israel, with a loud voice at night. Now, let's just look up here just for a moment. So let's just establish everybody in here has got a relationship with the Lord. Let's just say you're saved, washed in the blood. Not hope so, not guess so, not maybe so, but we're going to heaven.
Right.
Don't that excite you a little bit?
Amen.
Let's just say that we all say we got a relationship with the Lord. Let's just say that. All right, would you agree with me? What do we need, Brother Sisson? What we need is God's help. What we need is the Lord to move on our hearts.
Yes.
What we need is to quit taking so much for granted.
Right.
Amen, brother Sisson. We take so much for granted. I do. Amen. And I'm trying to beat myself and discipline myself to where I won't do that.
Right.
Let me ask y'all a question. How many years has it been since we had 9/11? Somebody tell me right quick. September
11th.
Was it
2001?
Was it 2001?
Yes, 2001.
All right, it's been 18 years, Chris. What is it going to take? Another 9/11? What is it going to take? I seen this morning, Mike, to where in San Diego, California, there was a man went into a synagogue and killed one and shot three.
Right.
But I also seen where there's five others shot. That was the same this morning. Then I seen where in Lexington, that's the safest city in all the old state of Kentucky. If you believe that, I'll say oceanfront property down here at Lake Cumberland. They said that the safest place in the whole Kentucky is Lexington, Kentucky. Yet they had stabbings, shootings, drive-by shootings. What I'm saying is, everybody in your readily agree, what we need is God's help, amen. And I appreciate what Brother Biddy said. I'm glad God raised up Donald Trump, amen. Personally, I believe he's the only hope, and I believe this is the last. I believe God's throwing out the lifeline for America. Now, I got to show you this. Let's go back to chapter 19. Everybody, I want to show you this. If God lets me preach this, a real true moving of God costs us. Will you agree with that?
Yes.
It's going to cost us to discipline ourselves. You say, preacher, I'm saved and I'm going to heaven. All right. When God saved Brother Billy Miller, when God saved him, all right, if he just saved him to take you to heaven, then why didn't he take him the moment he saved him?
Right.
We're the only hands. We're the only mouthpiece God has. Amen. There's more to life than just making a living.
Right.
There's more to life than stockpiling, stockpiling money.
Right.
All right, you're saved. You say, I'm going to heaven. Look in chapter 19 and look in verses 1 down through verse 3. I've read this. I tell you the truth. I've read it and read it and read it, but I want you to watch this. Chapter 19, verse 1. And Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, returned to his house in peace to Jerusalem. Look at verse 2. Jehu, the son of Hanani, the seer, went out to meet him and said to King Jehoshaphat, shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Look at me for a moment. Brother, we're living in a period of time in chapter 19 when people have so compromised. Amen, Brother Sisson. Chapter 19, they gave in to everything. And he says, why should you help the ungodly? I don't know about y'all. I believe what Brother Porter's saying. I like the old past, amen. I don't make no apology about it. I never dreamed that we would live in a time like we're living in when, boy, this upsets me to no end. Now, y'all might as well just listen. In chapter 19, they have literally, they've compromised everything from God. Chapter 20, we find they need help from God, right or wrong. And the Bible says they feared the Lord. Jehoshaphat did. But if you go to chapter 19, watch what happens. We're living in a streamlined 2019, to where that if it worked 25 years ago, Junior, it'll work today.
Yeah.
If it worked 30 years ago, it'll work today. All right, if it was wrong back then, it's wrong now. Say amen.
Amen.
Our problem is that everybody has so give in to it and we've got so accustomed to it till we don't pay any attention to it.
Right.
Let me show you what I mean. How many of y'all know, remember James Dobson, the noted psychologist? Let me see your hand. He was interviewing a man on Focus on the Family. Chris, here's what he said. How many of y'all are teachers in the school? Let me see your hand. I want you to listen to what he said. James Dobson, the noted psychologist. He asked him a question. He said, do you think that there'll be a traditional home? And that man looked over at him and he said, but only until 2025, we won't have no such thing as a traditional home. If I've got any sense, how many years is that down the road? 5, 6, there'll be no such thing as a traditional home. It's almost that way right now.
Yep.
What we need is God to breathe upon us. A man this morning where we was preaching that down in Monticello, he made this statement. He said he got so backslidden on God that he didn't even want to go to the house of God because of their deadness and because of everything that's going on in the churches. We're losing our young people. They get up about 16 years old and get their driver's license, and then Walmart has more, or the street movement or whatever else, has more of attraction in the house of God. There's something wrong with that. You ought to love, if you say I'm saved, then you ought to love the house of God, you ought to love the word of God, and you ought to love the people of God if you really say.
Amen.
You ought to hobnob around with them a little bit.
Right. Amen. Right.
chapter 19. Look in your Bible. It says plain as, why should you help the ungodly? This past, how many weeks ago? I don't know when they had this UK, I was kidding Porter about his UK shirt. Let me tell you what they done, Porter. This upsets me. They brought a big screen TV and set it on the communion table and had a tailgate party. Look at me. God ain't a million miles of that. Let me say that again. Put that on rewind. Don't you erase this. I said God ain't a million miles of no bringing no 6-foot TV in and watching having a tailgate party. All right, what has that got to do with worship? Wait till I show you chapter 19. We're talking about compromise. We're talking about giving in. All right, if it was wrong, and preachers won't cry out against sin. Now, you've got a preacher that will, and you ought to thank God for him. Yeah. Amen, sister. Well, get me a recorder back and play me 19 amens back. Chapter 19, they've compromised. We're living in a day and time I've never seen nothing like it in my life. What I'm talking about is real true church, almost to people anymore, ain't even church anymore. Well, if I got any sense at all, God said that to worship him, you must worship him in spirit and truth. So you're made to worship the Lord. You're made to adore the Lord. You're made to love the Lord. But we come into church and here's what we do. We just sit down. That's about all we do. Say amen.
Amen.
Well, don't you think our children see that? They don't see no excitement, don't see no enthusiasm, they don't see no joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yes.
Well, if I have any sense at all, in chapter 19, and I'll show you just a moment, they've all declined, it's deteriorated. Now watch this. What do you mean by insisting on compromising? I have never seen anything like it. I was telling Brother Mike Cox, we was just talking. I've been in evangelism since 1980, preach every week of my life in a different church. I used to absolutely love going to Black Mountain, North Carolina, when you go over the mountain. You know where it's at.
Right.
Because they had preachers on the other side, radio preachers. I mean, some of the best preachers I've ever heard in my life. I couldn't wait to get across the mountain because I could hear them preachers.
Amen.
Now then, they don't have no preachers on the radio. They're not there.
Wow.
What is wrong with us, brother, sister? Why is there such a decline? Why is it our children, one out of every 12 young people, I'm talking about middle school, will attempt suicide? Can you believe that? Why would a man like this man, by the way, he married a filthy rich woman, but then he took her gun and put it under his chin and blowed his head off? What I want you to see, listen to me, what produces a boy 7 years old that, I mean, literally wants to burn the house down? Let's go back to chapter 19. Everybody look now, won't you? Then came the Spirit of God, if you look in your Bible, verse 14. But that was chapter 19, they begin to say, verse 1, I'm sorry, I'm going to try to get it. Look in verse 3. Chapter 19, they've all compromised. Chapter 20, verses 3, we find Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord. Now that's what I'm hoping and praying that we'll do this week. But there's a key to it. Let me show you what the key is. Then it says Jehoshaphat feared. In Romans chapter 3, the Bible says there's no fear of God before his eyes.
Right.
We're living in a time when there is no fear of God. If there was a fear of God, a reverential fear, they wouldn't be involved with what they're in.
Right.
Amen, sister.
Right. Right.
Hey, look here just for a moment. Don't bow it down. Don't bow down. It ain't time to go home yet. Don't y'all believe that the church ought to be supported by tithes and offerings?
Yes. Right.
Then why in the name of heaven are we involved in all this stuff? Car sales, rummage sales, bicycle sales, chili suppers, fish fries.
Right.
I know where I'm at. How about Easter Sunday? You show me a chapter and verse for celebrating Easter Sunday, and I literally will climb whatever you want me to climb.
Right.
I'm talking about the way we do it.
Right.
Easter's only used one time in the Bible, and that's Acts chapter 12. It is a paganistic holiday, but yet everybody's involved in it.
Right.
Whoa, did I say that?
Yes.
I'm not going back up on it. Well, what I'm saying is churches are involved anymore, Brother Billy. They'll show up on Easter Sunday. You can't believe it. The preachers that told me on Easter Sunday they had a house full of people. And then on Sunday night there wasn't nobody there. Wednesday night, nobody there. Well, won't you wish them a Merry Christmas on Easter because you ain't going to see them again. Say amen. They get real religious around Easter and Christmas time. Listen to me, folks. I'm trying to get you to see chapter 19. Israel has compromised God. They've let their standards down the same way we have. We're living in the Laodicean church age. They're increased with goods and have need of nothing. Now watch this. I got to show you before I have a spicy. Go back and look in chapter 20, and let's look in verses 3. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord. Whoa, glory. See, I come out of this time. I remember